السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد, all praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 29th of Shawwal 1444. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala, we focus on chapter 26, Surah Ash-Shu'ara, and verses 102, 103, and 104. We thank Mawlana Salim Kareem, Jazakallahu Khairan. Mawlana Arafat is not feeling well, he's got flu. Make dua for him, Allah Jalla Wala grant him and all those who are ill and sick, Shifa'i Kamil. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. So our lesson today, chapter 26 and verses 102 to 104. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala speaks about the non-Muslims who are dispatched to Jahannam and the Hellfire, those who are sane and mature, and they rejected Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, Allah forbid, or ascribed, associated somebody, something to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, or they rejected the Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and the Quran Sharif, or the Sunnah Mubarakah, teaching, preaching of the Prophet Muhammad, Habibuna Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Now when they write inside the hellfire, what will they say? Falaw, hence if. You must remember this principle. In the Noble Quran, normally when the word low is used, it means hypothetically, for argument's sake. Hence, if anna lana karratan, if we had another chance, if we were again here in this world, so this is just wishing, nothing is going to happen, fanakuna minal mu'minin, then definitely we should be from the believers, we should believe in all the articles of faith, we should be true Muslims and mu'min, from the inner recesses of our heart, we will be believers. And you will find the Quran Sharif is replete with such verses. At random I read for you, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us, وَلَوْ تَرَى إِذِ الْمُجْرِمُونَ نَاكِسُوا رُؤُوسِهِمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ, and when you see the mujrim, the criminals, hanging their heads in shame, they by Almighty Allah, what will they say? رَبَّنَا أَبْصَرْنَا وَسَمِئْنَا فَرْجِئْنَا. Oh, our beloved Allah, we saw everything now, we heard everything, please send us back. نَعْمَلْ صَالِحًا إِنَّا مُوقِنُونَ. We will do all the good deeds because we have yaqeen, we have firm conviction. Chapter number 32, Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda, verse 12. Similarly, Almighty Allah teaches us, when sakarat, the pains and pangs of death start, and now it approaches the non-Muslim, so what happens to them in that condition? Hatta idha jaa ahadahumul maut, that when death approaches them, then they will say, and now they know they're surrounded by the angels, and death is now going to approach them. Then they say, Qala Rabbi irji'uni, that oh Almighty Allah, please send me back here to this world, la'alli a'malu salihan fima taraktu, so that I do the good deeds that I abandoned and neglected. So kalla, the simultaneous answer will be never ever. You had your chance, you had your opportunity. Innaha kalimatun huwa qailuha. This is just lip service they are paying, and they are not really serious and sincere. Chapter 23, Surah Mu'minun, and verses 99 and 100. So they all fall, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is teaching us what happens to people like this. So may Almighty Allah Jalla Wala protect us, and we as Muslims also. Remember, when death approaches us, then we want extension and respite. وأنفقوا مما رزقناكم من قبل أن يأتي أحدكم الموت. Spend your time, your energy, your wealth, your ability, capability to please Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and to please Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah Sallallahu Sallam before death comes. من قبل أن يأتي أحدكم الموت فيقول. Then that person Muslim, this is for Muslims, Allah Ta'ala has said يَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا before that, Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu ma ra'isul mufassirin, one of the greatest commentators of the noble Quran, also said the ayat here is revealed and is referring to Muslims. فيقول ربي لولا أخرتني إلى أجل قريب فأصدق. So the Muslim will say, Ya Allah, give me extension in time when death is approaching. Give me respite, 1 day, 1 hour, and so forth. And so that what will I do? لَوْلَا أَخَّرْتَنِي إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ قَرِيبٍ فَأَصْوَدَّقَ وَأَكُمْ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. I will do some good actions. I will give out charity and so forth and so on. Allah Jalla Wala's answer, chapter 63, verses 10 and 11, وَلَيْ يُؤَخِّرَ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهَا. Then that person will not get extension in time. And remember, it is for that person there to wonder, ponder. So each one of us, every night, weekend, what we going to do? Majority just kill time, waste time. Speaking of Muslims, non-Muslims, we know they're going to kill time, waste time. But Muslim we're speaking about. So think about this. It must not happen that we wasted time and then we say that please Allah send me back. Inna fi dhalika la ayah. Verily in that there are lessons to be learned. Wa ma kana aktharuhum mu'mineen. And majority of them are not believers. Wa inna rabbaka lahuwal azizur rahim. And your sustainer, nourisher, provider is aziz, is most powerful, very, very powerful, very, very merciful. So may Almighty Allah Jalla Wala envelope us in His special, special mercy. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Let us take you around the world with the news, views and interviews, local, national and international and global news. Israeli helicopters grounded, so that is another $1 billion loss for them. They think they can control the world, but you see their Iron Dome malfunctions. You see that they are big helicopters, all of them, these haramis, this cursed nation, Hitler's children, the real terrorists of the world, Almighty Allah humiliating, disgracing them. Bibi Netanyahu says in the Haaretz newspaper, you can see it, the first story is in the Times of Israel, and it's mentioned by Bibi, the war criminal, that he says this is the best government for Israel because they can murder, they can kill, they can steal, they can occupy more and more land of the Palestinians. Now look at the other real terrorists, the BJP, Modi, the butcher of Gujarat. So in Karnataka, where they had recent elections and the BJP were humiliated and they lost to Congress, so they found and they apprehended and arrested BJP members, Hindu, thorough Hindus, the real terrorists, dressed in a parda, hijab, everything, the men, and then they throwing stones at the police, causing harm to property, and so forth and so on. And when they arrested them, remember, they found that they were the men and dressed in the Muslim garb, the ladies' garb, and then they showed them to the media. So you can see what is happening in India. So you Hindus, you need to speak up, remember that. And Shri Shashi Tharoor wrote, you must remember, a great book against the British and their colonizing mentality till today, which they have. They had the Inglorious Empire. Not the Glorious Empire, the Inglorious Empire. A masterpiece of a book. You must read Shashi Tharoor's speeches and listen to it and his books and lectures. Wonderful. Lot of insight in that. And we hope when they have elections next year, Congress beats the BJP, so at least some sanity will prevail. Jonathan Cook is a columnist, and he writes and he says that the BBC's views when it comes to Palestine vis-a-vis Israel is very, very slanted. He says when in Ramadan these thugs, these real terrorists invaded Masjid al-Aqsa and so forth, they BBC just read from a report of the Israeli police, and they called our people there inside the masjid and inside the mosque who were making etikaf, they are there to pray and so forth, they call them agitators. Can you believe that? And they call Masjid al-Aqsa the contested one. Sometimes they will say Temple Mount to appease the jutlas, the haramis, the real terrorist. Till today, when you see people and media referring to Masjid al-Aqsa, Qubbat al-Sukhra, Sakhra, the Dome of the Rock, as Temple Mount, you must know that these people are controlled by the Zionists or they are financed by the Zionists. Look at Sunak. He doesn't know what Putin will do to him and his government. Sunak releases a statement yesterday. If you don't know who is Sunak, he is the Indian Prime Minister of not India. He is the Prime Minister of Britain and is an Indian. But he's not elected by anybody. On default, he became and now a Prime Minister. And he says Russia will pay the price for invading Ukraine. You don't know still what Putin is going to do with all of you. Putin, you give them a good threshing. We're making dua for you. Allah give you Islam. We heard your wife is Muslim, but we're not sure about that. Guinea in Africa wants to improve ties with Russia, so that's good. The African nations must think out of the box and don't have herd mentality. See, another nail in the coffin of Modi and India and BJP and RSS. Next week, there will be the G20 summit in Delhi. Listen carefully. Next week, there will be the G20 summit in Delhi, capital of India. China says, we're not attending. A smack in the face of the BJP because we have disputed borders with India. So this is the time, China and Pakistan. Pakistan and China must cement their ties and show we don't have time for India, we don't have time for America, we will rather go with Russia. But the Pakistani government themselves, bunch of chores and crooked people, so what can we expect? British Hujjaj and pilgrims experiencing difficulty again online. Well, the Saudis hopeless. At Mwana's administration goes, hopeless, useless people. Whenever we go for Hajj, whenever you go for Umrah and so forth, you will find chaos, you must remember that. And this is, they came into power, the Ali Saud, the Saud family in 1932. Now more than 90 years, still they can't get their act together. Last year for the British Hujjaj, they gave the contract to a Hindu company. Can you believe that? So, and now this time also British Hujjaj facing difficulties and so forth. Imran Khan is out of jail, he's out on bail, and now he's saying, but what about my other leaders? What about my supporters? What about those who protested? But you see, the laws and the advice is coming from the West to them, to the Pakistani puppets and so forth. You must remember, this is not the government that's running Pakistan. It is an imported government that were bribed by the West so that to remove Imran, and that is that a vote of no confidence. It's a shame and disgrace, you know. Yes, New York is sinking, and Allah alone knows when it will happen to them, what happened to Qarun. فَخَسَفْنَا بِهِ وَبِدَارِهِ الْأَرْضِ. And inshallah, it will happen to Dubai also. They put up more and more, you'll understand, Hindu temples. They ban the Tabligh Jamaat, and they just arrest whoever they want. Their president comes here to PE side with prostitutes and so forth. These are the murtads and traitors of Islam. They got nothing to do with Islam, remember that. It's just one big, you understand, show and facade as far as you understand. Look at South Africa. Comical statements you will hear. So yesterday, you know, I go through so much news and all that for you so that I can give you the latest news, views and interviews. So CR, Cyril Ramaphosa states, no, we the government are saving a lot of money. How can you be saving money when you have one of the biggest cabinets in the world? So one person said something very good on the media. He said South Africa does not need a minister of education, that they need education for the ministers. We don't need a minister of education. You know that the grade 4, standard 4, whatever, 10 years old, they can't even read, majority of them, that illiterate they are. And we got two ministers of education, so the education is required for the ministers. I will echo that sentiments, and half of them need to be fired as well. President Erdogan of Turkey says, I have a special relationship with Putin. That's good, Tayyip Erdogan. You must make your stance clear. Show the West, go to hell. We are an independent nation and we will take our decisions. So yesterday he met, you know, in the elections they had now, he just reached under 50%. Kemal reached about 45%. And then there was a third party. They got about 5% plus minus. So he met with that guy. So now he, Erdogan, is in the pole position. Inshallah, next week Sunday, he will run with a landslide victory. That is our dua, supplication to Almighty Allah. So the ICC, the International Criminal Court, they say that he, Putin, is a war criminal. But they forgot about Israel and about America and Britain and all these haramis. So Russia says that we have passed a verdict against the ICC prosecutor and we want him arrested. How's that now? Who can do that? Putin. Putin, you put them in the right place. Now look at these Arab leaders, bootlickers. You see, a whole lot of them. Now they invite Zelensky. What's Zelensky got to do with the Arab League conference in Jeddah in Saudi Arabia? Since when is Zelensky an Arab? But to show America, you see, that we are with you, we are anti-Russia. They can't give arms, they can't give ammunition. All the Arab countries only know how to buy arms. They can't even manufacture one bomb. Pakistan, poor country, did that. Shame on them, but they will give money, you see. That million for soccer stars they give them. So what they will do? So this is again bootlicking, remember that. A shame on the Arab League for inviting Zelensky there. So you jutlas, you haramis, all of you listen, this is what your press says. That the Haaretz writes, Bibi Netanyahu sold, S-O-L-D, the soul, the Israeli soul, S-O-U-L, to the devil. He sold Israel to the devil. He sold Israel, soul to the devil. So you can see one shaitan calling another one Satan and so forth. Palestinians attacked again in Nablus, more than 30, 35, 38 of them approximately injured. So that is what they do when they humiliated. You see, America slams Israel during the flag march for their racist commands and attacking. Even the CNN person, you must remember, journalist, was attacked by these haramis and so forth. So the world is realizing now, they're seeing who are the real terrorists, who are the real haramis. They can't hide anymore. Before, when it was no social media, they should tell the world, Israel has the most moral army in the world. We will say it has the most immoral army in the world by detention without trial, killing baby killers and arresting innocent people, the haramis. G7, they said there in Hiroshima, Japan, that now they are going to have, remember, you know, they are going to have sanctions on Russia. And you must remember that on their diamonds, you know, the Russian diamonds is a multi-billion operation. And now they want to squeeze Russia and weaken Russia. And America has said, fine, that Europe can now train them and train the Ukrainian pilots with the F-16s and so forth and so on. So Almighty Allah is showing us that how the West is fearing Russia, but Putin is giving them a go. We don't expect this from the Muslim leaders. We don't expect this from the Arab leaders. All of them hopeless, useless when it comes to fighting in the enemy, and especially America and so forth. So Allah Ta'ala chooses Putin, and the hadith in Bukhari Sharif, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَيُؤَيِّدُ هَذَا الدِّينَ بِالرَّجُلِ الْفَارِجِ. Allah Jalla wa'ala, He chooses non-Muslims also to help Islam on certain occasions. So today is the 29th of Shawwal, 29th of Shawwal. So you must now scan the sky and look for the moon tonight after Maghrib, after sunset, after your prayer. And inshallah, if the moon crescent is sighted, that will usher in the month of Zulqa'dah. The Hajis and Hujjaj from Pakistan, from India, from other countries, from South Africa are landing tomorrow. So this weekend, just say, they're in Jeddah, Medina, inshallah. So we make a dua and pray to Almighty Allah. Allah Ta'ala, Allahumma sallim al-Hujjaj wal-Mu'tamirin wa-Zahirin, Ya Rabbul Alameen. Ya Allah, take all the pilgrims safe and sound. Accept their Hajj, Umrah, and Ziyarah to Medina Munawwara. And inshallah, now Brother Junaid Mutta will pose the questions. And remember that between 7 and 9 today is Brother Shafat Ahmad Khan, and between 6 and 8 is Brother Suleiman Esop with Naat Kirat. So inshallah, that's our programs. Tomorrow morning there's no program, as you know. Tomorrow afternoon the Q&A between 2 and 4, that is with Moana Khalid Yaqub and myself, inshallah Aziz.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Stacy is asking, why do Muslims pray so often when everybody knows that we praise God for every bounty that He has bestowed upon us, like our breathing, our eyesight, etc.? Are we all not Muslims, as we all know that Prophet Muhammad was the last prophet born on earth?
Okay, remember, thank you, my sister Stacy. Let me explain to you, my sister Stacy, why we as Muslims throughout the world, we're supposed to be praying 5 times a day. Why I use the word supposed? We need to speak the truth. 70-80% of the Muslims don't pray 5 times a day because of their laziness and because of their sitting on the fence. And when you sit on the fence, you are guilty of committing a major offense. But anyway, it is mandatory, compulsory upon every Muslim who is sane and mature to pray 5 times a day. You see, just now, 10-15 minutes time, I'll be going to the mosque. And I'm speaking of the compulsory prayers. So we read 2 rakats, 2 units. Why? I'm sitting here in the studio, alhamdulillah, we praise Almighty Allah, and there's a table here. So when I touch the table, I can tell you whether it's hot or it's cold. I went outside just to open the gate, so that I can go quickly to the vehicle, it will pick me up. So what happens? It was so cold, the wind is blowing. Summertime, we know it's so hot and warm and so forth. So we thank Almighty Allah for that sense of touching and so forth. Then Zuhur time, 12:30, 1 o'clock, 1:30, we read 4 rakats, 4 units. We thank Almighty Allah for the sense of hearing. We can hear from all 4 directions, north, south, east, west. Then remember, 4 o'clock, 3:30, 4 o'clock, 4:30, wherever you are, and it depends on which country and which place and the season as well. So again, we read 4 rakats. So why? The sense of smelling. That my wife cooks, you see, wonderful meal, the aroma, the fragrance comes, you understood. You yourself, you know when it's a bad odor and a good perfume and a good smell and so forth. So we thank Almighty Allah for that, all 4 directions. Then Maghrib time, after sunset, we read 3 rakats. Why? We thank Almighty Allah for the sense of seeing. We can see in front, we can see on the right, we can see on the left. We can't see, you must remember, behind us. And thereafter, that late at night, 8 o'clock, 8:30, 9 o'clock, depending on the season. So nowadays it's 7 o'clock also in South Africa. So we read another 4 rakats, 4 units, the sense of taste. Any liquid, any solid we consume, then we thank Almighty Allah, it is either sweet, either it is salty, either it is bitter, either it's sour. And if you look at the times, Fajr time before sunrise, so we thank Almighty Allah. Zuhur time, when the sun has just passed the zenith, so another big change, you must remember, in the atmosphere. And then late afternoon, when the shadows are now lengthening, so again we read. Again sunset, we read. And then before retiring and sleeping, we read. So we are created, my sisters, they see, to worship Almighty Allah. But every person cannot be a Muslim because you're praying to Jesus, people are praying to idols, people are rejecting Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and so forth. So Muslim, you have to believe in all the articles of faith to be classified and qualified as a Muslim. So that is the explanation, my sister Stacy. Good question.
My anonymous says, my boss is a curser. He curses everybody the entire day. Is it not true that curses return to the person who sends it?
Yes, remember that if that person is a Muslim and is cursing his staff and so forth. So Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ba'a ala ahadihima, it will return to one of them. If the person is guilty, you must remember of a major sin and therefore you cursing him. For example, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, La'anallahu zairatil qubur, La'anallahu zawaratil qubur. Allah Ta'ala's curse is on the ladies who visit the graveyard. Open Sunan Nasai. Go open there. Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha went to offer condolences. And then Nabi alayhi salatu salam asked her, his own beloved daughter, who is guaranteed Jannah, did you go to the graveyard? She said, Lala, no, ya Abati, no, my honorable father. Then Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, hypothetically, if you went to the graveyard, then you don't enter Jannah, paradise, to set the precedent for humanity, posterity. Open Sunan Nasai, you will find all these ahadis there. So many places, Nabi alayhi salatu salam cursed people, remember that. Why? Because of their upset. See, people today, that they want LGBT. The men imitating women, women imitating men. You don't know is Adam and Eve or Adam and Steve or what? La anallahu mutashabbihin wal mutashabbihat, open Tirmidhi Sharif. Those men who imitate the women, they wear women's clothing, they wear big chains and bangles and so forth. They look like bailas also in our language, we say. So you must remember that they want to imitate the gender, the opposite gender. And the women, they cut their hair and so forth. From the back, if you look, you don't know it's Eve or it's Steve. So all these type of people who are imitating the opposite gender, remember they are cursed. So where the curse is justified, it will fall on that person. But where it is not justified, it will fall on the person who uttered it.
Ellen from yesterday says, to you is your religion and ours unto us. We stand for peace and justice, so we stand with you. We are a small community, but ready to stand for Palestinians. Palestinians will get Palestine back. We are preparing to wage war against our people. Pray for us.
Yes, Ellen, I hope you mean all this from the bottom of your heart. So remember, yet we are not here to pass judgment. We pass judgment. Nahnu nahkumu bizawahir, wallahu mutawalli sarair. We pass verdict on the prima facie evidence. And what is in the hearts of people, that Almighty Allah will pass the judgment. His knowledge is all embracing, all encompassing. If you are sincere, alhamdulillah, we all know that Israel will lose everything. This is in the noble Quran. You must remember, you, my brother Alan, in Jerusalem, Al-Quds, Baytul Maqdis, Baytul Muqaddas, you, I think you know some Arabic, or get some Arab brother to read to you. The book is, you must remember, known as Haqa'ikul Quraniya, Hawla Qadiyatil Falastiniya. All you students, ulama, people, brothers, sisters, children who know Arabic, you should read it. You just go on Google and write it down. You will find the book there online with the green cover. Haqa'ikul Qur'aniyya hawla qadiyatil falastiniyya. Chapter 17, verses 5, 6, 7 make it very clear. Remember, these are events that's still going to unfold. It hasn't happened as yet. Fa'idha ja'a wa'adul akhirah, when the final promise comes, liyasu'u wujuhakum. And if you go to the ending of chapter 17, you will find fa'idha ja'a wa'adul akhirah ji'na bikum lafifa. When the final promise of Allah comes, He will bring the Jutlas, the Haramis, the Jews, the Zionists, whoever, there into Masjid al-Aqsa, around it, and in Israel, occupied Palestine. And then it make it easy for the Muslims to attack them. Yesterday's paper, the Haaretz, says, Hamas did not participate now when all the skirmishes took place between the terrorists Israel and in Gaza. So this is worrying the Israelis. What will be the next move? Now imagine Hamas is not even an army and so forth. But Allah is punishing the Jutlas till the day of Qiyamah. Quran says so. Chapter 7, verse 167. لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ يَسُومُهُمْ سُوَ الْعَذَابِ. Till day of justice, they'll be punished severely. Come back to chapter 17, verse 7, and when the last promise comes, the Muslim army, it will have few Arabs and majority non-Arabs, لِيَسُوءُ جُوَكُمْ, they will disfigure the faces of the Jutlas, the Haramis, and the Jews. وَلِيَدْخُلُوا الْمَسْجِدَ كَمَا دَخَلُوهُ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ, they will enter the masjid through jihad. Know all the Palestinian Authority and Arab League and all these papers, people whose resolutions are not worth the paper on which is written. وَلِيُتَبِّرُوا مَا عَلَوْا تَدْبِيرًا, they are very arrogant. Allah will crush through the Muslim army all this arrogance of theirs. Chapter 17, verse 7. So time for Israel is up. You Jutlas, I know you record me. Send it to whoever you want to. I'm telling you now, Jutla Harami, start getting your second passport. Time is near. You must pack up and start moving it up. Nasrum, you know South Africa? Half the Jutlas, more than half maybe now, they left South Africa. They say we can't live under black rule because they're the most racist people on this earth. Remember that. They say that we are Goyim, that we are the Gentiles, and we are second, third, fourth class. You can see how they treat the people there in Palestine, occupied Palestine.
Sir, we live in a modern world. What is the need for you guys to slaughter sheep when you can get it cheaper from the abattoirs? I'm not sure if this is...
Yes, 100%, my brother. Very good question. So you must remember, we are not capitalists. We are not secularists. We are not Zionists. We are Muslims. Muslim means one who submits, surrenders to Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We take our cue and our lessons from there. So in Islam, we will continue with the sacrifice. Why? To commemorate the sacrifices made by Abraham, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam. His honorable name is mentioned 69 times in the Noble Quran, chapter 14, dedicated to this mighty messenger. And go read chapter 37, verses 100, 101, 102, 103, 104, 105, and all that. You will find that Almighty Allah speaks about the sacrifice. Then how Almighty Allah rescued and saved the life of Ismail. Ismail alayhi salatu salam, wa fadaynahu bi zibhin azim. And then Almighty Allah sent as a compensation a ransom, and that was a ram. So we have to imitate the lives of the Prophet, not look at our prophets, P-R-O-F-I-T-S. We follow the prophets and messengers selected by Almighty Allah and not elected by people. You see how many clowns and trapeze artists are running our countries in the world? So you, my brother, remember Almighty Allah commands us in chapter 6, Surah An'am, Ulaika alladhina, those are the people, Hadallah, that Allah guided them. 25 prophets, messengers, Name Nami, Isme Grami, their honorable names are mentioned in the Noble Quran. Fabihudahu muqtadi, so you must follow in their footsteps. Chapter number 6, verse number 90. Chapter 6, verse 90. Yesterday somebody sent me an advert that Asi, the Shia, the Kuffar, you must remember, they promoting the Ascendant Quran, and they lie there and they say the first time in English that tafsir has been written. Our Mufti Afzal Hussein Ilyas Rahimahullah, he wrote tafsir, the Quran made easy. Ma'ariful Quran is translated in English. Tafsir Usmani is translated. Shias are kuffar. And if you don't believe in that and you agree with them that Khomeini says you can make mut'a and prostitution for 1 hour, written in Tawdihul Masail, and he says in Zubdatul Ahkam, Khomeini's work, that there's no iddat upon the lady and no inheritance, 100% prostitution, and that he wrote in Zubdatul Ahkam, which I have. And in Tahrirul Wasila, Khomeini writes, you must remember that you can sleep and commit bestiality with a camel, with a cow, with a goat and sheep and so forth. forth, and then you must burn it or sell it in another town. Mention in Tahrirul Wasila, and Asi and company, they agree with Khomeini. So 100% kuffar out of the fold of Islam. So we don't have to curry favor with any person, any organization, any politician, any government. We must make our stance very, very clear. And to you non-Muslims, remember, we follow the prophets, P-R-O-P-H-E-T-S, and messengers selected by Allah. We not the people who follow capitalism, secularism, democracy. All these are satanic systems. They only look at prophets, P-R-O-F-I-T-S. So therefore, our stance must be clear. We yu'minuna bil ghayb. We are the people who believe in the unseen, not yu'minuna bil jayb, who fill our pockets in the name of religion. That is the job of scholars for dollars. Allah protect us all. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And now you can listen to the news from Brother Suleiman Esop, inshaAllah, and then Mona Khalid, and then Brother Shafa'at. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.